before I moderate it, I know the mic isn't the greatest in the world, but is anybody having trouble hearing me, or is my levels okay?
It's already moderated. You're good.
We can hear you. You just sound shitty.
Yeah, I know I sound shitty. I'm sorry. They can't see my other microphone. All right. I'm going to go ahead and try and make this pretty quick. I'm not very good at reading things from a piece of paper, so what I have is a brief outline, which means I'll probably dance all over the place, and it'll probably be pretty terrible, but there's nowhere to go but up, right? I want to start off talking a little bit about what our current situation is, and I'll kind of segue into, you know, where we're going, both as an organization and as a director. I don't think it's any, well, if anybody's been reading the forums, I'm currently acting as CEO. Cartoon is MIA until ostensibly tomorrow. At that point in time, we'll have a discussion with him to determine what our future course of action is, insofar as CEO-ship and leadership within Goonswarm itself. I don't anticipate Cartoon doing anything nasty. He's always been a good dude. And in reality, you know, despite all the venom, his real sin here was, you know, for all intents and purposes, getting married and going on his honeymoon, and abandoning a spaceship game for a week. I mean, I think there are worse things that I could see to be done there, without making sure that somebody was capable of backing him up. As far as, you know, reviews and lessons learned, the super high secure, nobody has access to anything model obviously doesn't work. I'm not sure who that will come as a surprise to and who it won't, but supplies, that's bad. So as I said, currently I'm acting as CEO. At this stage of the game, everybody in the directorate is remaining in the directorate, though they're fulfilling different roles. Obviously, there's no need for heavy logistical things. We don't have any towers to be fueled or anything at this point in time. So aside from, essentially everyone in the directorate is concentrating on getting everybody out of Delve and moving on to what we're going to be moving on to today. So I think what we need to do before we determine any kind of status for anything, I think one of the things that we needed to do when all of this kind of fell apart, well, let me take a step back. I want to discuss a little bit about, you know, when I discovered last week that someone had forgotten to pay a bill and Delve was lost. And I think initially people expected, I think initially within the directorate itself there was a great deal of trepidation and, oh God, what's going on, and blah, blah, blah. But I think in many cases, once that was settled down, at least the next day when I got there, I think that many of us and many goons as individuals felt almost a sense of relief, right? And in order to explain why that would be, I'm going to take a second to talk about what Goonswarm is to me and what I believe Goonswarm has been. In essence, when we started in Syndicate 5 years ago or 4 years ago or whatever it was, the general rallying cry that enabled the organization to grow and turn into what it turned into was essentially that of making the game difficult for other people to play. Right? Not necessarily difficult for other people to play, but it's a game where you blow up other dudes' stuff. That makes other dudes upset. Our motivation wasn't necessarily to build some big giant space empire, but our motivation was in reality to have fun doing what we were doing, which in many cases involved inflicting hardship on others. That to me is an essence, at heart of what Moonswarm always has been. I have to say Blasterworm probably said it best, and I don't want to waste your time trying to find it. I don't have it in front of me. But in essence, what goons do well is to destroy, not to create. We've never gotten a lot of joy out of holding large expanses of space. The holding of the space never really brought anybody any fun. What did bring fun was the actual destruction of the people who lived there, the actual blowing up of things, the actual doing bad stuff and tearing things apart. So in reality, and I alluded to this previously in our past, especially with the Gemini campaign, I think 2 years ago. I have absolutely no problem taking the space because that's the fun thing. It's the maintenance of it that really becomes stupid, because who cares? You're sitting around, what, waiting for someone to attack you? You can't really project, because no matter what it is you do, you're going to have to go back. It's just silly. So what I wanted to point out is that Goon Swarm to me is not, and going forward, will not be a large space-holding organization. It will be a large, if anything, involving conquerable space-destroying organization. There is joy in the killing. There is not joy in the building. Blasterworm pointed that out for us very well, and I have to thank him for that. It is now our alliance description. It follows back to the line that was given at FanFest last year. We're not out to destroy the game. We're out to destroy your game. And I think while we're piddling around trying to figure out how to upgrade 7,000 fucking outposts and delve, we're not really accomplishing that. So in order to speak to that, I know that there's some concern about the directorate and how the directorate is functioning. So I want to speak a little bit about to how I see the directorate kind of adapting to live in this new goon world. In essence, the directorate is a big giant, well, I don't want to say too big giant or dump on it, but in essence, the directorate is kind of a big bureaucracy, right, that was built in order to provide the essential management that was required in order to hold vast swaths of conquerable space. Going forward, given that we've already made the statement that is not something that interests us, we have no interest in building or creating. None of you is ever going to make a baby unless by accident. The directorate itself needs to be kind of restructured in order to deliver on that. The directorate doesn't need to be this big, giant, monstrous, bureaucratic mess. What we want to do, essentially, is bring in new people, reorganize the directorate, and streamline it with an overall mission of adhering back to the standard that the directorate exists merely to serve as an enabler for goons having fun. If the directorate is serving any other purpose than that, then really it's failing in its you know, base requirement. One of the ways in which we want to do with that, or one of the ideas that we've been throwing around, is given that we are not now this big giant monstrosity that's holding 7,000 regions and has all this concern, we don't really need to be concerned with anybody knowing how much money we make. One thing that we'd like to be able to do, at least as we're saying right now, is we'd like to completely open up the wallets. What we want to be able to do is have somebody come in who's familiar with accounting or financial reporting, and help us work out ways to report exactly how much money's coming in, where it's coming in from, and what it's going out to. And in essence, as opposed to giant swaths of the Goon Fleet wallet going to maintenance of space and things of that nature, ideally what we'd like to see is giant swaths of money being taken in and then kind of distributed out among goons in the forms of various programs for stupid things like hack reimbursements and ridiculous cap fleet losses. A lot of people have asked about, you know, where we're going with the pubbies. To take a step back we recruited a lot of other organizations in our path to become this big giant space behemoth. Some of us agreed. Some of us agreed with them. Some of us didn't. But the fact of the matter is that large numbers of people were required in order to conquer the space that we conquered. We're not there today anymore, but I think that some of the corps, or I think that our pubby corps have kind of grown on us. And at this particular stage of the game, those who wish to stay are certainly welcome to stay in-game. What I'd like to do is work out with Solo, and I already mentioned it to him, and we're still theory crafting how we might do that. But what I'd like to do is extend to goons and others the ability to kind of help housebreak these pubbies when we're talking about their posting ability, because obviously that is severely lacking. So what that turns into, I'm not certain yet, but rather than have moderators tasked with constantly monitoring forums and excuse me, being judgmental about what a pubby says, I'd rather extend that to you guys and allow there to be fiat by mob mentality as far as posting capabilities are concerned. You're a much better judge of what you like to read and what you don't. I will take a step back, though, and say that as far as the pubbies are concerned, whether they're staying or going, the fact of the matter is that we didn't go into Delve alone. We didn't go into Delve and then say, to use an example, we've conquered the goon areas of Delve. Merchy, now you go conquer your section. It didn't work that way. We rolled in as a single alliance, and we should be leaving as a single alliance. And I'm seeing, just to give an example, we had a breakout op, and we had a fleet put together that was not that much smaller than IT's fleet. But it wasn't enough to get our guys out. At the same time, in another channel, Battlestars had a 50-man fleet evacuating their stuff from stations that were largely unopposed, because they were concentrating on the goon fleet stations. That in and of itself is something I find completely unacceptable, and I don't wish to see that again. If you don't like the future of Goon Swarm, if you don't like what I'm going to say we're going to be doing as a non-Goon Fleet organization, then, it was wonderful working with you, and you can leave with no hard feelings. If you do, however, buy in, then you're more than welcome to stay. But if you're going to stay, it is expected of you that you're going to help us, as we will help you get your shit out and get it to where it needs to be. Our near-term objectives, excuse me, we've gotten out of the way some of our concerns with what's ongoing. I want to outline a little bit about what our near-term objectives are. I think that the Directorate has pretty much completely bought into what has been anecdotally termed the Aerith Plan, which essentially involves an initial invasion of Syndicate, Outer Ring, and Cloud Ring as pacifying areas. This means, as you may have noticed from our war decks, because they see the writing on the wall, that we will be killing Evoke and taking XEH as it is a Goon ancestral right. We will not be basing out of SU-Dash. We will be basing out of A-S. That's strategically a much more relevant section of space. We will do our best to ensure that you can get from SU to A-S if I have to park a Titan in SU and A-S and open bridges back and forth during forum ops and whatnot. We'll work to do that. I know a lot of you are going to want to live in SU. I know a lot of you are going to want to live in A-S, so we'll try and get everybody together. Syndicate's not that big. There's hundreds of stations, and there's lots of idiots there right now that we can mess with. Evoke, if I recall, was part of D2, and they may also have been part of Moon Mineral Duping that had gone on. Otherwise, as far as I know, they're friendless and classless and pretty much untalented. They've war decked us, so enjoy. I hate this stuff, so I'm going to try and wrap it up and get to Q&A, because really, that's all I care about. I see our future currently as pretty wide open. I don't see us going anywhere. I don't see us conquering vast swaths of space anytime soon. But one thing that I do think gives us a great bit of encouragement when we look at things is, taking from comments that were made back when Cartoon was doing Jihad Swarm, the statement was that Jihad Swarm was probably the gooniest thing Goonfleet had done in years. And I agreed with that at the time implicitly. The problem was that being tied down in a large area of conquerable space with all your assets and everything else in a large area of conquerable space that you need to defend or lose all your shit, there were distractions consistently from items such as that. You couldn't go and have fun on a Jihad Swarm because, a day later you'd be called back because otherwise you're going to lose your shit. That will no longer be the case. When we have ideas for things such as that, you can certainly bring them to Directorate, and our role will be one whereby we enable as much chaos as possible. There may be times where we have to shoulder it, but there will also be opportunities where, if your idea is a good enough idea, we'll take the collective pool of money that we've put together and throw it at it. If you have a stupid idea that costs some money, that should not be a barrier to what we do. Living out of NPC space in the small area that will be Cloud Ring, bottom line is if somebody conquers the space after we do, big deal, we'll go back and conquer it in 2 days. I'm not too concerned about it. Keep your stuff in NPC stations and nobody can ever really take it from you. That's about that. I'm going to open it up to questions and answers. If Trisbic's not here, you can go ahead and jabber message, or you can try...
why don't you jabber me or...
I'm here. Trisbic is here. You can jabber my Trisbic.
Jabber Trisbic, ask him the questions, he'll ask them of me, and I will answer them.
Also, don't make them stupid. Thanks in advance.
Okay.
Goons? Stupid what?
Just real quick, Darius, if I can, Moonfleet Jews, please read the Moonfleet Forum if you don't know already. January taxes are canceled. You don't have to pay your fucking January taxes. Help your fellow Moon Jews get their shit out.
Hertford, you're a douchebag. Where are we staging for the Cloud Ring invasion? Wasn't that just answered? Didn't he say like eight times you're going to be a Northern Syndicate?
I didn't say that. As of right now, immediately after what we're doing here with this rather broken state of the Goonian, we're leaving from Orville. I made a post yesterday asking everybody to be at Orville. I don't want to really compete with large fleets in Delve this weekend. I'd rather have fun. So we're leaving from Orville immediately after this, and we'll be floating around Syndicate with an eventually ending up in A-S. S-U is certainly someplace you can also go. We do have to pacify a couple of regions here, 00 or NPC-wise, but our major form-ups will be leaving from A-S. So if you always want to not have to catch a bridge and do whatever, there are agents in A-S if you want to make money. That's where we'll be leaving from. So immediately after this, leaving from Orville, heading to Syndicate to fart around for a little bit. JBEV will be in charge of the fleet. From there, we will end in A-S, and we will form up. All ops will essentially leave from there.
Evoke are European. How will we deal with time zone wars?
We'll deal with it however we dealt with it any other time. I'm not quite sure what you're asking for. We'll blow shit up when it needs to be blown up. I don't know any other way to handle it.
Can I field this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Evoke are European, but they're not fuck you 12 hours out of our time zone European. So it's not going to be the same as fighting Russians.
Yeah.
There will be some early ops. There'll be some late shit. It will be a time zone war, but it won't be one that's so far out of our prime that, it's a pain in the ass.
There's some other things I could add on this. The Atlas has recently pulled out of their war against the NC abruptly. We were a little surprised by that. The NC has explicitly said that they would be delighted to help us in Eurotime against Evoke, who they find to be sort of annoying. So a lot of the time zone warfare problem, I believe, will be minimized by simply dropping the NC cap fleet on Evoke and just wiping them off the map.
They already SBU'd Evoke's Empire staging system, like their beacon system. They just did it an hour ago.
Yeah, they did the same thing in Pure Blind, where Evoke had a presence. Evoke's essentially only friends that I'm aware of are Cry Havoc, who are also giant faggots. So I really don't have that much concern about where we're going. Is that it?
Next question is, what's the deal with reimbursements? When are pending ones going to get paid out, and how will we afford to pay them in the future?
Everything right now, this is actually a very good question. As it stands right now, our wallet is somewhat inaccessible. That will remain that way until tomorrow to next week sometime, depending on people trickle back and we gain access and we discover whether or not somebody's taking it and running with it or whether we actually have money to deal with. So I can't speak to when current reimbursements will be paid back until I know what our current status is, and that is not available to me right now. If we get the entire contents of the wallet back and everything, I'm talking somewhat out my ass, but I don't imagine we won't be able to immediately pay back any reimbursements we owe. Going forward, there are a number of high-end moons we can conquer in NPC-00 to develop some form of alliance income. According to the Aerith plan, if you read the thread, I could link it, but I don't want to get distracted because it makes me sound like an idiot when I talk. The Aerith plan outlines basically highlights the fact that within the area of space we'll be, there is just as much wealth as there was in Delve, moon mineral wise. So as long as you're willing to do it, we're willing to account to you for it. I don't see any reason why we can't not only keep up with our current reimbursement programs, given the fact that we don't have to output billions of months to maintain the space, but I think we'll be able to expand on them significantly. So hopefully that
Syndicate
answers
and Cloud Ring, Syndicate and Cloud Ring alone are worth like $35 billion a month. So we're good. Don't trip.
Gist of the next question, this is an amalgamation of several. Why have we not killed Rape Train IRL?
Killing people IRL is not really my bailiwick. If any of you wants to go ahead, I'm not going to be there to stop you. This is the internet.
Why is he still in charge of things?
He's not in charge of anything. The Directorate Infrastructure items will be dealt with as they need to be dealt with over the course of the next week. Essentially, I can either I'll give you a little bit of my thinking as far as all that's concerned. I can devote all my energy from a position of where mechanics-wise, I really can't do much of anything at this point in time. I can devote all my energy to being vindictive and try and, stomp around about that, or I could worry about goons getting your shit out and getting you to what the next best thing is. I think it's pretty clear where my energy should be focused at this point in time. We can deal with the rest of it when we have room to breathe.
I'm looking through them right now. Any update on our status with Groon when we move to Syndicate?
No. If Groon wants to establish diplomatic relations, then Groon is certainly welcome to talk to a diplomat. As far as I'm concerned, Groon are neutral.
Jim Gardner, I'm not asking your question out of principle. What's the story with Geminid? Is that on the table for the future at all, or what?
Anything on the map in this spaceship game, EVE Online, is on the table for the future. As it stands right now, I've plotted out what will probably take us 2 to 3 months to accomplish with the pacification of the immediately surrounding Syndicate NPC 00 regions and the conquering of Evoke space. If it goes faster, it goes faster, and we'll look to what we do after that. somewhere in the process. Right now, I think we have enough on our plate.
What is Black Ops doing now?
I talked about it last night. If Black Ops hasn't been given an objective, they will be shortly. Black Ops will know what that is.
We told them last night what to do.
Yeah, I don't want to talk out my ass.
Any update on ZAF and Rebellion status once we move out?
ZAF and Rebellion, as per our last conversation, had no desire to move to Syndicate, therefore they will be moving on and doing their own thing. They're still our friends, they're still willing to help us as allies, yada yada yada, but they won't be moving with us.
Boo Jenkin. For those of us stuck in 319, will official convoys start next week?
Yes. I hope to start busting people out again on Monday. The general idea was that it's a weekend. Everyone who's war decked us and everything else is peaking right now. We can beat our head against the wall feeding them giant fleet fights, or we can go and have fun. I opted to go and have fun. So beginning Monday, expect to see more breakouts and such. And impromptu breakouts can occur over the weekend, but I'm not scheduling any.
Will we be doing anything with the Band of Brothers intellectual property that we own in the game?
We may. That is one of the items that is out of my control at this point in time. It will be dealt with as we can deal with it.
How the hell will defending scattered R64s all across LOSEC and three regions free us up for fun stuff? Sounds like it could be as much of an anchor, if not more than Delve.
Was the anchor in Delve? I'll answer that question with a question at first and then expand on it, because it's not a very good one. Was the anchor in Delve the R64 income, or was the anchor in Delve all your stuff? Am I asking goons right now to rush back into Delve to preserve R64 income and the funds and assets of the Alliance, or am I asking you to get your shit out? I could really give a fuck less about some R64 income. What you're going to see with the open financial reporting is exactly what income's coming in and exactly where it's going. You can decide whether you want to help defend that or not based on what you see. If you decide that you don't feel like having a hack reimbursement that month, then we can lose a couple moons, and you will vote with your feet. As far as... Hold on a second. I have to kill a fucking cat.
Fuck off!
As far as the anchoring down based on our 64s, I don't really see that as much of a problem. I'm not building into this from the get-go the idea of having to rush back to defend anything. If we lose an R64 here or there, we lose an R64 here or there. What's the big deal? We come back and hit it again later. It'll cut into our reimbursements or whatever we might have as a war chest or something, but it's not a big deal. No, R64s won't continue to be an anchor. The idea here in general and overall is to not do anything that we can't walk away from at the drop of a dime, because, as I said, we're not good at empire building. What we are good at is breaking things. So I don't want to get into a mold of empire building.
I actually have let me throw in here about the R64. A couple quick points. One, by basing out of AS, it's fairly central over the location that we're looking to hit, both Cloud Ring, Outer Ring, and Syndicate. Using Titans from AS, you can fairly easily Titan bridge fleets to any of the possible moons that we would be defending. And also, we're not going to have a structure like Pandemic Legion had. Pandemic Legion had moons all over the place, not just the place that they were living geographically. So it's very difficult to defend them. And also, they didn't nationalize those moons. And so they had a lot of trouble timing them, because it would just be individual subcontractors running them, which is why it was so easy for them to lose all those moons. We're going to have moons, but we're going to have them under our thumb And with Titans, it should be relatively easy for us to defend them, and it should be relatively easy for us to time them.
Just a quick one for noobs and people who don't really know what's going on, who have nothing in Delve to evac, where exactly should they be pod jumping to now?
Orville. We're leaving after the SOTG.
Will we be doing that? Retarded. Oh no, we got kicked out. We're resetting everybody. Diplomatic bullshit.
I haven't even looked at what the standings are at this point. I'm not quite sure what you're asking. Are you asking, are we going to reset people? It's certainly a possibility. If you're asking if I'm going to run the CAOD and announce to everybody that, you know, we're some fucking crazy new organization and we're resetting everybody so that the pubbies feel better, no. Let me be clear about one of the other things that I remember about Goonswarm as we started. Goonswarm had swagger, and Goonswarm, when it was at its best, didn't give a fuck what anybody else thought or what anybody else was doing, or didn't base their future possible actions around what anybody else might do, right? So I'm not going to spend my days concerned with what Mole thinks or what the rest of the fucking pubbies in EVE think about what it is we're doing, what they think about our standings list or where they think we're going. And I'm not going to base our next action around, oh no, Mole's going to fucking follow us, boo-hoo. I don't give a fuck what Mole does. And we didn't fucking end up where we were because of that.
Any time frame on Skillswarm and all of the other apps coming back?
According to Solo, they're pretty much like all up. So here's what I'll do. If you have apps or something that you think are not up, make an app thread. One person, make an app thread in fucking the war room, and everybody can post whatever apps they think don't work in there, and Solo can respond there.
What's the future of Cap Swarm if we're all going to do Geod Swarm stuff all the time?
I never said we were going to do Geod Swarm stuff all the time. What I said was that we were going to change and use Geod Swarm as an example of what was once Goonie. There will be plenty of application for Cap Swarm. If you'll notice, we specifically mentioned conquering moons for alliance level income, because whether you like it or not, you do have to have some kind of alliance level income. And we're about to go shoot Evoke. That's our 2 to 3 month plan. If you can't find a place for Cap Swarm in there, there's not much more I can give you. In other words, you're stupid.
That's a really dumb fucking question. We're going to be taking 3 regions of moons. We're going to be taking over Cloud Ring and possibly who knows what after that. Oh, shut up.
How long will it take for there to be room to breathe, specifically with reference to either time or location of the swarm? I thought that was a good question, but now that I've read it, it doesn't really make sense.
No, that's what I was just going to ask. Maybe he could follow up, because I don't know what you mean by room to breathe. We have all the room in the world to breathe right now. It's this room to breathe that allows us to penetrate into Syndicate and say that we're going to kill Evoke.
What size fleets will we probably be going up against with
Evoke? I have no idea. I'll tell you that Jesus Christ. I don't even know what size fleet we're ever going to show up in. I mean, we're not going to get bogged down in minutiae as far as this shit is concerned. Whatever size fleet we're going up against will be the size fleet that shows up. And we'll blow it up or we'll die horribly. That's what's going to happen. That's as far ahead as I'm planning. To give you some general idea, Evoke is about a fifth of our size. And they're pretty much 100% European.
Evoke field about 100-120 dudes in their prime time.
There's 900 people in their alliance, and Cry Havoc has about 700 people in their alliance. Cry Havoc has one station, Evoke has 3 stations, plus one in Pure Blind. So they're about a quarter of our size. There's a possibility that Triumvirate or the others might come in to aid them. We'll just have to see how that goes.
How will Joe Goon make his iskies?
Don't repeat iskies. The in NPC 00, we have a significant concentration, specifically in Syndicate, of level 4 missions. You have rats, so they're not the greatest rats in the world. Essentially, you have the same options in Syndicate as you had anywhere else. They're just slightly different. So you'll make your ISK however you were already making it. I don't want to go into details. That's a whole other thread for people who are a whole lot better at it than I am. Your fellow goon will help you.
Darius, are you sticking around as CEO, and will you be a complete megalomaniac like last time?
I can't answer that right now.
Will we be putting up any infrastructure in CR, like jump bridges and all of that good stuff?
We will put up a minimal amount of infrastructure based on the fact that we don't want to have to be tied down by it. There will be at least one jump bridge. The stations, just to be clear, take a look at Cloud Ring. I could get why you were asking that question, but take a look at Cloud Ring. It's not exactly a giant swath of space. The stations are within one jump of each other, I think, and there's three of them.
One jump from each other, but XZH is a dead end, so that's two jumps away from the other.
Yeah, the only bridge we would be looking at would essentially be tying it back to Syndicate.
Are we going to drop more stations like we did in Delve and Quirius? That was answered in Mittens pretty resoundingly no. We're not going to put up a bunch of bullshit stations because they don't serve a purpose now. Misery signals your death. What is the future of our super capital program?
I'm not going to concern myself with super capitals right now, so I don't want to guess whether or not there even is a future. If it's within our capability, we will continue a super capital program. But I can't answer that at this stage of the game.
How do we feel about the CSM going forward? Because for me and Zastro, it's already going to be pretty hilarious.
What do you mean?
Somebody asked, are we going to continue to put resources towards it like we do now?
What resources do we put towards it? How many of you are investing in the CSM? How many of you are investing time and resources? You click the fucking button once. You have to do that once every 6 months. I mean, a major investment for you. I'm sorry.
Zastro and I don't even wake up for the meetings before noon.
Yeah, I know. I saw someone complaining about it at one point. But regardless, I that is a non-question. Next.
Hang on, let me go through these real quick. Are we going to keep the TCUs up in station systems in Delve to make IT have to alarm clock the stations repeatedly?
I don't want to guess at that right now. If that gets done, that'll be handled for the most part at the director or special interest group level, and you'll see the results of that as that happens.
Also, if we're not defending Delve, they don't have to alarm clock. They can just wait until they wake up and shoot the station and shit then.
Yeah, good for them. Really, I'm not spending a lot of time being concerned with what it is they're doing. They wanted a fight. They're not getting it. We're moving on and doing our own thing. That's what we do.
There are a shitload of caps in Delve still, and there are far and few between announced ops. Can we run some coordinated ops with allies to secure J-L so we can get them out?
What you can do is contact Joe Richter as per his thread so that we can coordinate. Joe Richter is the point of contact for organizing and dealing with the breakouts. If your cap is there or something is there and you're not feeling that you're being coordinated with, then it's because you're not doing what you should be doing, which perhaps is a communication issue, so I'm not going to throw you under the bus for it, but there's a thread stuck in the war room about evacing, and Joe Richter is the point of contact. The whole point is for you to tell him exactly what it is you have and what it is you need moved and what your capabilities are, and then his job is to match that up and make things happen. If that's not happening, let me know.
Okay, first of all, Paunchy, the acronym for Cloud Ring is CR, not CL. As for whether we'll be basing there or Syndicate, Darius stated earlier that we will be basing in Northern Syndicate. Is that
A-S. A-S. Go ahead, bring it up on the map. Take a look at it. It's the border system to Cloud Ring. It's only 7 jumps to XCH, or at least the other stations, which are all right there in a cluster. From there, you can Titan Bridge to anywhere, basically in Cloud Ring, in Syndicate, and in Outer Ring. From a strategic perspective, that's going to be our base point. That'll allow us the control there. And once we start building infrastructure in Cloud Ring, what minimal infrastructure we'll have, the most obvious one is going to be a jump bridge to 1-3. It's either 1-3 or 3-1. It's the system that borders the first one across the border into Cloud Ring. And that'll allow us to reach all the stations there with a very minimal bill as far as soft bullshit goes. Also, before the next question comes up about it, some people will ask, why are we moving away from SU? Because SU is a place that has lots of stations and it's good for production. If you look at the map, the cluster between AS and BNVP has a ton of stations in Syndicate. It's actually quite a nice little constellation. Its TruSec is lower than in SU. However, most people who lived in SU made money off of the missions in U4. There are like 4 or 5 quality, level 4 quality 20 agents in that area, in AS itself. So it's actually quite a nice little chunk of space as far as Syndicate goes.
Who will be taking over as Capswarm director now that Brenna has quit?
At this stage of the game, Kanar is being tasked as Capswarm director.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah. There seems to be some confusion. Perhaps it's just one gentleman, but I want to reiterate the... Now, it's just somebody being a fucking crybaby, so I'm not going to reiterate the Capswarm thing. Listen, contact Joe Richter. Joe Richter's job is to fucking organize the OPSECO out. If that's not happening, then let me know. If that's not a good enough answer for you, sorry, you're on your own, buddy.
When Cartoon comes back and asks what's going on, which will we tell him first? We're invading Cloud Ring, or we lost Delve?
Probably we lost Delve.
Do we know of any puppy corps that are leaving Goonswarm? There are apparently rumors about OEG and Banderlogs.
That's up to them. They're welcome to stay. They're welcome to go. Some of them I'd prefer stay. Some of them not so much. We'll figure it out.
Are we going to have a good old-fashioned newbie drive ever again, or are we just trying to train puppies to be as good as weak-old goons, or what?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Are we going to have a good old-fashioned newbie drive anytime in the near future?
I think we should, but I don't think newbie drive is really our highest priority right now. Certainly, we will have newbie drives at some point. Right now, our entire effort is focused on getting shit out of Delve.
Which puppy corpse would you like to stay?
I'm not answering that question. Well, OEG's pretty cool. I'll come out and just say that off the bat. I like OEG.
In the event that IT shows themselves to be as woefully incompetent as us, or Hargoth pulls some magic out of his ass, and they lose Delve, will we try to retake it?
No, not at this point in time. The only reason I have ever seen for taking regions is to keep somebody else from having them.
And have the stations in Delve effectively made that region shit for Maul?
I would hope so, but, you know, I guess we'll find out.
It has certainly made it expensive. And all the people asking questions about it...
According to Leonis, OEG's not going anywhere, so you can quash that rumor.
Yeah, there's a Papa Digger Troll and Cap Swarm.
Regarding all the station questions, remember, we dropped all of those back when Sob 4 existed, when it was important, so there's no point in dropping new stations now, and using Delve and Quirius and our obsessive dropping of outposts as any model for us going forward is retarded.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things to note how the model changed, and it may very well be, is that essentially CCP by mechanic has decided to operationalize the old Bob model of rental. I have absolutely, and I don't think goons have any desire to play Space Landlord online. So part of what you might see them do is kind of spread out their risk by renting those stations out. I wouldn't be surprised, because that's pretty much what CCP wants to force you to do.
When is Bu Jingan being appointed to Overlord?
As soon as possible.
And that's actually all for now. If anybody has anything they have to ask, you should message me on Jabber real quick. Oh, actually, little toaster guy who's asking about the market. The fuck is wrong with you? Goons will always need to buy shit. The market will always be needed, and you will always be able to make money selling to goons. That question was so retarded, I don't even know what to say.
Import and exportation to Syndicate is actually extremely easy. I think even from SU, it's only one